The Supreme Court in India just caught me by surprise last week, as news anchor Nidhi Razdan explains on NDTV.
Good evening. It's a judgment that has empowered the citizens of India like never before. Right to privacy is a fundamental right under the Constitution. For the very first time, the Supreme Court has laid that out clearly in a landmark ruling that affects the lives of all Indians, all of us. The judgment today was unanimous.
Privacy is a fundamental right in India, even though it's not absolute. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In India, we've grown up resigned to the fact that privacy was hardly a right and certainly not fundamental. We rarely had a room of our own. Your business was everyone's business, from your aunties to your nosy neighbor to the woman who came to cook and clean every day and carried gossip house to house. The government, too, had strenuously argued that in India, privacy was not a fundamental right. The government's lawyer said that was a concept better suited for developed countries. In India, privacy, they said, was an elitist concern. The court begged to differ, and unanimously, as NDTV reports.
It says the government's argument that the right to privacy is an elitist construct is unsustainable, and that this betrays a misunderstanding of the constitutional position.
The issue here was really about data privacy and safety. The government was collecting data for something called the Aadhaar card, a unique identity number. But the court went a lot further when it talked about privacy. It talked about sexual orientation as part of that privacy. A couple of years ago, two judges of the Supreme Court had said they saw nothing wrong with the British-era law that criminalized homosexual sex. One of the things they said at that time was homosexuals were anyway a minuscule fraction of the Indian population. One judge, Justice Singhvi, even said he'd never met anyone gay. That phrase, minuscule fraction, had stuck in my gullet ever since. It's as if the court said that all those who came out, all who marched, all those who wrote op-eds, all those who tried to sensitize media did not matter. Even those who committed suicide were just not important enough to matter. Or rather, there were just not enough of them to be important enough to matter. They did not make the threshold of relevance. That indifference stung. LGBT movements have come a long way in India. LGBT film festivals, gay characters in film, rainbow pride walks. A court ruling could not undo all that any more than you can squeeze toothpaste back into a tube. The movement itself is out of the closet. But that minuscule fraction phrase still stung. No more. A fundamental right applies to everyone, whether a minuscule fraction or the overwhelming majority. The court said sexual orientation is an essential attribute of privacy. Lawyer Gautam Bhatia explains on a TV show what the justices said about the rights of LGBT people.
The rights of the LGBT people, they inhere in the right to life. They dwell in privacy and dignity. They constitute the essence of liberty and freedom. That's unambiguous. I think that makes it very clear that autonomy, bodily integrity, and intimate decision-making are all now constitutionally protected.
And they said, the guarantee of constitutional rights does not depend on their exercise being favorably regarded by majoritarian opinion. The court effectively told India they might not approve of gays and lesbians, but that does not make them second-class citizens. It does not give them the right to imprison anyone for being gay or having what's still called sex against the order of nature. If we want to make criminal whatever makes us uncomfortable, we are going down a very slippery slope indeed. Does that mean homosexuality is decriminalized? Old judgments upturned? Not yet. That case will still be heard by a different bench of the court. The government could argue on moral grounds that this is a reasonable restriction on privacy. And the government's law minister ducked that question when asked if the sexual orientation debate was now effectively settled.
I think today is a very important day to talk about the poor, underprivileged and the right of privacy with regard to them. On that issue, we'll revert to at some time in the future.
But this decision will make it harder to defend criminalization. A fundamental right can be demanded, not just pleaded for. That's a battle for tomorrow. Today, the court restored a certain sense of dignity to minuscule minorities everywhere. It said that in the eyes of the law, you matter equally, no matter if you're one or 100 or 1 million, no matter if Justice Singhvi has met you or not. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Thank you.